Welcome to another episode of The Sovereign Envoys. Today I will be reading a Reddit story from subreddit r/alienabduction, posted by user Mitch Flip. This is their experience, and I'll be reading it as if I am them. I'd like to preface this by saying, I don't know for sure if this was an alien abduction, but something strange definitely happened to me. It's a bit of a long story, as the context is important. So when I was in high school, about 16 I would say, I'm 26 now, we had a huge snowstorm come through. Me and a couple of my friends decided to get together at our friend's house and get snowed in together. This was one of the biggest snowstorms I've ever seen. I'm talking like 3 feet of snow on the ground by the time it was over. Anyway, we're there, hanging out, drinking, and being bad teenagers when we decided to roam the neighborhood and gallivant in the storm. This was a neighborhood that was located in the middle of a nature reserve, so it's very rural and surrounded by woods in every direction. We get to the main road and decide that we're going to pelt the next car we see with snowballs, which we did. Problem was, the car we pelted turned out to be a park ranger, and we were a bunch of underage kids that were drunk. So we ran into the woods. I'm not an exceptional athlete or anything, but I'm fast, so I ran ahead of everyone. I ran down and up a large hill and turned around to see how my friends were doing. The park ranger had used a spotlight to light up the woods, so I got a good view. One of my friends, the one whose house it was the first to catch up with me. We decided we would continue back to his house and hope that everyone else could get away. Now, things get weird here. So keep in mind it's freezing cold outside. Me and my buddy are ahead of everyone. And this is the friend who knows these woods better than anyone. Right? We were well ahead of the rest of the crew. And plenty far from the park ranger. We were approaching the edge of the woods when suddenly a great flash of light lit up everything around me in an instant, and it lasted about as long as a camera flash. We both confirmed that we had seen it, but stranger still, we were both suddenly very warm, even though we had been freezing just moments ago. Suddenly, both our cell phones started ringing and receiving a bunch of texts all at once. I answered the call, and it was somebody from our crew. They asked me where I was, and I told them that I was a little ahead of them, but we'll be back at the house soon. He replied a little confused, saying they were all back at the house, and they had been trying to get a hold of us for the past 20 minutes, but both of our phones were going straight to voicemail. At this point, I knew something was up. There's no way they could have made it to the house before we did. Stranger still, just to put it into context, something happened. In the months leading up to this event, I had been in and out of the hospital because my lung had collapsed 3 separate times. Now, while the surgeries were successful, I had never felt like I was working at 100%. My lungs, that is. After the flash, though, my breathing was completely back to normal, and I've never had an issue with them again. It's like nothing was ever wrong with my lungs. As I said, I don't know if this was an alien abduction, but that's the only thing that I can think of that even remotely makes sense. I don't remember seeing any aliens or being aboard any ship. In fact, it felt like nothing had happened besides the bright flash. One detail that makes me believe that this was an alien abduction was just how clouded the skies were at the time. Theoretically, that would have been an ideal time to navigate Earth skies without being seen and scoop up some subjects. So in short, I saw a blinding flash of light, which I lost 20 minutes in the blink of an eye and was miraculously cured of my breathing deficiencies in an instant. I should also mention that even though we were drinking, I wasn't so drunk that I didn't know what was going on. I was feeling good, but not wasted. Also, I've always been very excited about the idea of aliens and wish they'd just come say hi already. That was a story by user Mitch Flip of the subreddit r Alien Abduction. You can go ahead and find his story called Possible Abduction. It's tagged as an experience, however those tags work. So leave him some comments as what are your thoughts on his story, to give him some feedback. And here's my feedback. And thanks again, Mitch Flip, for letting me share your story. My thoughts about the possibility of whoever coming under cloud cover. I have a feeling that cloud cover doesn't have very much to do with whether they'll show up or not. Whoever it is, I don't think anybody that has the technology to cloak and things like this and manipulate time and make you forget things, I really don't think that they need cloud cover, unless they could possibly create it themselves for whatever reason, although I could be wrong. But nobody really knows too much about anything. Like, anybody that says that they know for sure, I would venture to guess that they're either full of it or trying to get you to follow their ideas of whatever, or that don't really know, because nobody really knows what's going on. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine, and I would say it's completely valid. Another thing I'd like to thank you for is, obviously, it's a really difficult thing to talk about, and even more difficult still is to admit, possibly, if you had something to drink or if you had a puff or something. Those things are difficult because you know that they're going to make you sound less credible. So the fact that you admitted to it and said, yes, I did, but no, I don't believe that I was wasted. So I think that actually lends more credibility to your story, because that's just something that if you're lying, you would probably try to hide. Or if you're just shy about, you know, what people might think, you might try to hide as well. But props to you for owning up to that, because, you know, it's part of the story. It's valid. And honesty is a big part of how we're going to get the best information we're going to get from these stories. So thank you, Mitch Flip. If anybody else wants to get a hold of me and want me to read their story, you can get a hold of me at thesovereignenvoys@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Reddit. I'm username Gabriel of Calgary. And I think that's it. If you guys have any, if you go to Anchor FM and find my show, I believe on every Anchor link, it will have if you scroll down, I believe it will have an option to leave a voice message. So if you would like to leave a voice message that you would like on the show, we can do that. We can have your voice on the show. If there's anything you'd like to say about any of the episodes that I've had, feel free to do that. Just let me know what episode you're talking about or what your thoughts are in general, and I'll try to have you on as a voice. Alternatively, I'd be also happy to have anybody that would want to do a show with me and have their experiences. Actually, I could interview them about that as well, if you're not too shy to be on, as long as you have Skype. So, that was the Reddit story of the week. I will see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.